Good morning, Lock Haven Baptist Church. I'm out here in the churchyard where we normally do our sunrise service. I wish y'all was all here with me. Thought I'd just come out for a moment, spend a little time with you this morning, just in prayer. Thankful that we can spend some time together. I'm so glad that we have the opportunity to do this. I'm sure as soon as all this is over, we'll be able to spend some time together here at the church. But I just thought just for a moment, this Sunday morning, I'd come out here in the churchyard where we normally have our sunrise service, spend a time of prayer with you guys, and ask the Lord to bless as we get this Resurrection Sunday started. I'm going to go ahead and turn the camera a little bit so that you can see away from me as I pray and ask the Lord to bless. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you so much that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary. Lord, to save us from our old wretched sins, the wickedness that we are, the wickedness that lives within us. But Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was slain, abused, mistreated on our behalf. I'm just so thankful, Lord, that you cared enough about the world, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And because of you, God, we have this opportunity and every Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're so thankful that you give us times and moments like this throughout our year that we can pause and just say, thank you, Lord, for saving our soul. We're so grateful that you've given us the Holy Spirit of God to live inside of us. Now, Lord, as we go through this time of pandemic, fearfulness, worry, not knowing what's going to happen, when we're going to get to meet again, we know this. Where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. And Lord, we thank you that this morning we can have this opportunity to worship you and to give thanks to you and say, Lord, you're alive forevermore. That this virus didn't dethrone you. It didn't put you back in the grave, but you live forevermore. Thank you for living within me. Thank you for this Sunday morning sunrise service. Lord, I ask that you would help this here situation in our nation to end quickly so we as a church and the church family could join ourselves together once again bodily and worship you together. We're so grateful that you loved us enough to save our soul. Thank you for rising from the grave, sealing our salvation with the Holy Spirit of God. Thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you had a time to go back and watch this later. And we're going to meet again at 11 o'clock in the pastor's study. And we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 27, verses 51 through chapter 28, verse 6 this morning. Don't forget, Sister Dyer will be on at 10 o'clock with Jared going over the Bible resurrection. And so we're thankful that she's doing that for our Bible kids and the Bible clubs and Sunday school classes. Ladies, don't forget the ladies' Sunday school class is posted on the Facebook page. If you hadn't had a time to go do that, go look at that and review that so you can stay up to date on the Sunday school lessons you're going through. Today's thought, after the cross. After the cross. And so this morning, when we meet together at 11 o'clock in the pastor study, look forward to seeing you. Remember, verses Matthew chapter 27, verse 51 through Matthew chapter 28, verse 6, after the cross. He is alive. He's risen. Praise God. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you at 11 o'clock. God bless.